Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Kenya. May I have the zip code to pull up that account?
Yeah, it's 94904.
And that first and last name?
David, last name is Mills, M-I-L-L-S.
And can you verify that address for me?
121 Kent, K-E-N-T, Avenue, number 23. Kent Field, California, 94904.
I see that you have the Hype Watch. How may I help you?
Well, it said after I finished everything, it's trial. Didn't really clarify what that means.
Right, so you signed up for a 14-day free trial for the Hype Watch, which means you have 14 days starting on the day you place the order to try out the watch and see if you like it. If you don't like the watch, you can discontinue within the 14 days. The product will be will be yours to try for 14 days.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you're going to charge my credit card for the cost of the watch after 14 days for the $79 or whatever it is.
The charge of the watch is $59.97 after the 14 days.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you know what? I can't really afford to do this right now. I bid on an offer. It was, you know, I'm supposed to get a reward equal to XX dollars, and apparently that's not what's going on. So it's kind of a bait and switch deal. So I need to cancel this order.
Okay, and the watch does track heart rate and monitoring. If you would like, I can offer you an extension to finish trying that watch out.
What's your, like, you know, okay, so the return thing, like, is it the postmark or is it when you receive it for the return issue?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Okay, well, let me be clear. So if there's a trial period and let's say I decide it's not what I'm looking for, I package it up, send it back, if I get an extension, say, for example, if it's 30 days, you have to, and let's just say I decide to return it, you have to have it in your hands within the 30 days, or is it when I postmark it? They put a postmark on to show when it's mailed out.
The 14 days starts on the day you place the order.
Yeah, I understand that. However, if you're returning something in the mail, the terms of the return are described in two different ways in many situations. And it's always, it's 14 days, in other words, from the postmark or when the item is received. And that's something that changes from vendor, from company to company. And I'm asking, if it's your company, are you asking, I mean, you're representing someone, I understand it's not your company, but are they asking for, do they have to have the package back in their hands within 14 days to reverse the charge or cancel the charge or stop the charge? Or is it possible that they reverse the charge if it's postmarked within 14 days? In other words, I take it back to the post office, they stamp it with a date at the post office, then they ship it out to you. Because it might take a while for it to get from me to wherever the depot is, okay, wherever it's being received, especially with the problems right now with the post office.
Yes, sir. So as far as that goes, as far as returning within the 14 days, you contact us first and let us know, hey, I'm discontinuing within my 14-day free trial. So then we'll notate your account and let corporate know, hey, this person, he's discontinued within his 14 days. He's sending the watch back. Once we receive the watch, please refund Mr. Mills his money.
I see. So it sounds like if I make that call within the 14 days and I get a postmark within the 14 days, that probably will suffice, huh?
Correct. But if
okay.
You don't discontinue, they will charge you the retail price of the watch.
Yeah.
But you
okay.
must call in to discontinue because that's
so
the only way we discontinue accounts.
All right. So you said that there's a possibility you could extend, you could give me an extended trial period on this. Is that what you were offering me that? And then I was asking, I interrupted and asked you a bunch of questions.
Correct. I can offer you a 16-day extension.
So that 16 plus 14, that makes it 30. Is that right? If I got that right?
Correct.
30 days. Okay. Why don't we go for that? Why don't we try the 30-day extension? It does look like a cool watch. Maybe within 30 days, I can figure it out. The 14 is tough because I'm paying rent this week and yada, yada, yada. You understand?
Yes, sir.
So if you can give me the 30-day, then we can keep the order. How's that sound?
Yes, sir. Give me one moment.
All right.
And I'm almost done.
Okay.
And just one more moment.
Where are you processing the orders from today?
Where I'm from?
Well, you know, what part? I'm just curious. It sounds like you're inside the United States. I'm just curious.
Yes, I'm from Alabama. The company is from California.
But are you in California?
I'm not in California. I'm in Alabama. We're a third-party call center, so we're not the company directly.
Yes, ma'am. I get that. Okay. Okay. Good to know. Call me old-fashioned. I like to know kind of, you know, who I'm doing business with, the big picture, you know.
Yes, sir. I understand. Then I have that account updated. If you can just give us a call back by October the 31st, we can get that account discontinued for you if you no longer wish to continue.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like a very cool watch. Given the 30 days, I'm sure that'll work out probably just fine. Okay. Thank you very much for your help.
Yes, sir. You have a wonderful day, and thanks for calling customer service.
Thanks. You too. Bye.